song.
Radio Valencia, coming through every Friday in the morning, 10 a.m. to noon o'clock. But today, we are in overtime. Shouts out to all my name. Shouts out to all this Radio Valencia.fm broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco. Radio Valencia, download the application. Shouts out to all Radio Valencia. Still here. Man, we in the universe today. We are in the universe. As we speak, as we talk, what are we? What are they? What's in the sky? What's gonna happen before, after? What's next? What's new? You remember when? We're all here in the universe, moving along. We're floating, man. You don't even know it. We're floating through space. Floating, moving around, anytime, any place, anything. Moving on another day. You woke up another day. You slept for a little. Another day. I don't know, man. A little time. You heard Bill McClintock, Jimi Hendrix, and Slayer. Jimmy Slayer? So good. Before that, A Bronx Tale, One Man Play, Chaz Palminteri. That's a good name. Chaz Palminteri. You know, that guy's cool. That guy's intimidating too. He was on Sonny in Bronx Tale. He made that. That was from a one man play that Chaz Palminteri wrote. According to him, you know, he's the man. Chaz Palminteri, he's like in his, he might be in his 80s now. I saw him on some podcast. There it is. go. What's on Mars, guys? Everybody's talking about what's on Mars, you know? What's that square thing on Mars? There are no natural squares in nature. Man-made objects. Man-made things. You know, if it's like the tabletop of a Pac-Man, guys, one of those Pac-Man tabletops, then things have changed. I think that would be the most spookiest thing, or one of the spookiest things. I don't know. We're already there, man. We're already on Mars, man. I don't know. There's a picture. You should look it up. My friend says, oh, yeah, that's a building. Oh, yeah. That's man-made. Man-made? How about octopus-made? Rewind, or what is it? Get back, look into the past, man. What's this? What's that? What's the first person? What's the first planet? And what, you know, you can all trip out on any time, any place. It's like that, it's a George Carlin joke. It's like, Cincinnati Reds are the oldest team in baseball. But who did they play? You know what I'm saying? Who did they play? You just pop in, player. Pop in, player. Get your quarter, put it in the machine, man. It's all a trip. No matter what. Are you supposed to figure that out, by the way? Do we need to figure that out? That's another thing. Should we worry about that? Are there aliens? Are they real? Should we worry about that? They would come and go, hey, what's up? Let's hang out. I need to move in. They kicked me out of my parents' house. Can I hang out with you for a little bit? Don't worry, I'll get them on my feet. You know? What if like an alien just showed up at your house and that's what it wanted? It's like, dude, you can let me just hang out here. I just want to tell you the truth that I am an alien because no one should, I don't want to lie to you because I care about you and I need you to know the truth. But let me hide here. Let me just call me a cousin. I'll take a roommate. That's fine. You know? You know? That's like a sitcom, right? So you're hiding out, and then like the alien goes, no, it's okay, I could turn into a human. So I'll turn into, what are you, Russian or Mexican? Oh, okay, I'll be Russian. I'll be your roommate. You know? But that's a trip right there, guys. That's a sitcom. Put me in that one, you know? And that's lots of laughs, right? But it's not a sitcom. Let's make it like, you know, yeah. He doesn't want to, he doesn't want nobody to know. But, you know, let's say this. Let's say the alien, it really happened. It came, and somehow you haven't freaked out, you know? Somehow you accepted that, okay, I have an alien in front of me that's talking to me. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's imagination, okay, guys? So that you're cool with it, you're okay, alien. You've figured out it's not going to hurt you. He goes, hey, bro, you know, I'm just want to let you know I'm an alien. I can't let nobody else know I'm an alien. You can't let nobody know I'm an alien. you gotta just let me hang out. I'll turn into a human, and I can look like you, be a cousin, okay? Yeah. Or take me as a roommate. Okay, okay, you'll be my roommate, okay? So you're my roommate. And then if you go, okay, my roommate pays $900 for a month. So you're going to be my roommate? And the alien goes, oh, yeah, yeah. How about $700? It's been tangling with you. Wait, with $650. Let's go $650. I'm comfortable. Let me get on my feet and then I'll pay you more. Come on, man. Then you know something's up. If he's haggling the price, you know, then you know what's up. If he comes in and he's got a bank account and, you know, he's, oh, don't worry, I'll pay for everything. You want, let's go live somewhere else, we'll buy a better house. I got, you know, 2 billion space bucks I can use on this trip. You know what I'm saying? You know, they, you know, but, you know, the alien comes from another galaxy. It tells you the truth about itself, and it's letting you on a plan, and you agree, and you agree, you say, okay, yes, you are, yes, alien, yes, I know you're not gonna hurt me, alien, yes, I will hide your identity, alien. Yes, you could be my roommate, right? And then you ask, oh, my roommate pays $900 a month. It's like, How about $715? That's fishy. That's when you're leather. That's the red flag, buddy. That's where you start going, wait a minute, this guy's not, I don't know about this guy anymore. He, everything was good, and now he's haggling the price now. Go anywhere in the Bay Area, $900 to rent a room with the bathroom is pretty good. It's not that bad. Now he's haggling. He came in and he's got a nice coat and space gloves, all, you know, material that you never heard of, made out of material you never heard of. He wants to tell you the truth, but now he wants to haggle. Nah, man, something's weird, dude. Something's weird, man. Come on, you're supposed to have money. Get that cash out, dude. Alright, I'll keep your ship. Where's your ship you came on? That's mine now. Okay? We're gonna sell that on eBay. Or on Craigslist, actually, dude. It can't be, you know, in the mainstream. You want to buy a UFO saucer? Go on Craigslist. Whatever it is. If you say yes to that alien, if somehow you don't freak out that an alien's at your house in your living room, just pops in, you know, you don't freak out, that's one thing. And he starts talking to you, he has personality too, he's like, you know, talking with you, you know. So you kind of you get a stress, and you realize he's not gonna hurt you so far, and then he wants you to hide him out and he'll turn into a human that looks like you, or just a regular human, and be your roommate. Fine, sure, you know, life's big. Unusual things happen all the time. But if he doesn't want to pay the full rent, man, or all of a sudden he goes, hey, I'll get you back, I'm late on this month, I'll get you back on the next one. Now, red flag, what are you going to do? How are you going to kick them out, man? What are you going to say? And how's that going to conversation end? Alien. It's been a good time, but, you know, I think now I just want to kind of live alone. And if you fuck that alien, you're screwed. Now you can't leave. They're gonna zap you away, man. Zap it up. You're gonna listen to Zappin' Rogers. You're gonna sit on his zap. You're gonna listen to that song, Zaps. You're gonna listen to that song, Zap Dog. You're gonna listen to that song, Do You Believe It? Zap After Love. Into a Batman sitcom. It's all over. Would you hide the alien? Let me ask you guys, if he came and he had personality and, you know, he was cool, cooler than Alf, you know, maybe one of those, picture one of the coolest people you've met, and that alien was that cool and interesting, and you guys had a lot in common, would you hide him out? Here's me. I don't think I have a choice. This is an alien. I think he appears. He's like, yeah, okay. He'll turn into like mafia, like the Bronx Tale, like Tony Soprano. So I would say yes just on that, because he would zap me away, I think, if I said no. So I think that's an automatic yes by me. If I didn't freak out, crap my pants, have a heart attack, whatever. If that didn't happen, when I first saw the alien, right, and I let it talk to me, I didn't even run. I understood that that alien didn't want to hurt me. Then I would say, yes, I'll hide you out, man. And in my heart, I believe that an alien, if I did that to an alien and hit him out, and if I were to take him into the house, you know, that he wouldn't have a problem paying $900 a month to rent it out. That's not including utilities and Wi-Fi and all that stuff. Does the alien have a pet? If he's got little, you know, one of those little Ewoks with him or something. Dude. I need a $500 deposit for your pet, man. Even if it's a little, one of those little, like, insects in a glass. I don't care. I don't need that in on my skin, buddy. You know? And it's gonna go up, I would tell him. Right, $900 right now. You know what I'm saying? And let me see how I feel. And you're gonna be home all day. You work from home? So, like, if our schedules are alike, then I'll say yes. No, but I would say yes. Like I said, I would go, yeah, you're the leader. Let's go, homie. Let's kick it. Yo, what would you do? Let me know. RadioValencia.fm. Go to Radio Valencia on the chatterbox. Email me, itsfaco@gmail.com. It's Faco on Twitter. And go to RadioValencia.fm. Awesome. I get to premiere right now. New music from Terry Genderbender coming to your eardrums right now. Before she comes on, remember, please donate to RadioValencia.fm. There's a PayPal link right on the website. And if you donate, it helps us stay alive in the city. Stay alive in the mission, guys. We help out close the hole in our roof. In our roof, there's a hole. In the hole, the rain comes through. It gets on all the cupcakes. Or today we call them Cupid cakes. They're big cupcakes. They're a little chubby. But we got a lot of things we do at the station that need help, including technical wires. You know, everything you need to stay alive as a radio station. You can make it happen. Donate to RadioValencia.fm. Go to the RadioValencia.fm. Email station at RadioValencia.fm for more information, or just go directly on the Radio Valencia application. Repeat, RadioValencia.fm. Go on the PayPal link. There's a little link. Hit the PayPal. And if you don't have PayPal, that's cool. It'll give you other options. But we do use PayPal if you like. Be a pal. Or be a Mo from Larry, Curly, and Mo, the Three Stooges. And go to Venmo. It's Faco, ITSFACO. PayPal's the way, or other ways are an option. It's an option. Choices. Let's talk about choices. Choices. Let's talk about choices. Happy Valentine's Day to all. Thank you so much for supporting RadioValencia.fm. Enough of me. New music from Terry Genderbender. This song is called Sonar. Radio. Valencia.
Thank you. that I can never break again. Not for you, not for them, not for me, and not for no one. When you're a winner, they're all smiling in your face, and they're awful again. I spend my moments in the safety of my mind, where it's firm, where it's true, where it's real, and there's no lying. For pain, not for grief, not for them, and not for no one. When you're a loser, they don't wanna see your face, and you're balled up in shame. I spend my moments in the safety of my mind, where it's firm, where it's true, where it's really, there's no lying.
Sur la banlieue, tombe la nuit sur le faubourg, tombe life of this, life of cuts and nits, tricks and fits, alchemist of light and dark, try to keep that little spark. Her love was blind, it shattered her mind, and now she's gone wild in the moonshine, with no mother and no child. She had to leave her old man behind, a deadbeat dad, another clown sad, traded their love for cheap wine. And now she hit the road without a jack or a job, and the story goes on. One day she'll find her dog.
Developing pictures in my dark room.
They're for Robot Illustrated. I'm Hunk of the Month.
I see you've met my robot, Kevin.
Screech, he's just like you.
It's because I programmed him.
That's what he thinks.
Well, Screech, you've got a great room. I mean, I've never seen anything like it before.
Guess you've only lived on one planet. Let's get started.
I brought all my books. Where do you want to begin?
Let's start with atomic energy. What do you know about nuclear fission?
Not much. Always end up losing my bait.
Better put it on a pot of cocoa, Kevin. It's gonna be a long night.
Well, she's got all the symptoms. Glassy eyes, goofy look.
Mismatched wardrobe. It can only mean one thing.
Crush.
Come on, Kelly, who are you thinking about?
Is he cute?
Well, kind of. He's real intelligent, got a great sense of humor, and he's really fun to be with.
Oh, if I found someone like that, I'd never let him go.
So give already. Who is it?
Screech.
Kelly, you're kidding, right?
No, I had so much fun studying with Screech in his room last night.
You were in his room? Oh, didn't the bats bother you?
Now, Screech, you still haven't told me how it went with Kelly last night.
We've been over it already.
Okay, so how many times did my name come up?
None, zero, zilch, zippity-doo-dah.
All right. But I bet she was thinking about me the whole time.
Screech, all I can think about since last night is the stuff we went over.
Hi, Kelly.
I got my book here. Maybe we can review some right now?
Sure. Hi, Kelly.
Let's go to our own table to be a lot quieter.
Hi, Kelly.
Don't take it personally, Zach, but Kelly's only got eyes for Screech.
What? Hey, get out of town.
Here's your usual, Kelly.
Oh, thanks. Oh, Screech, would you like to split this with me?
Sure.
No problem. Service for one is now service for two.
Come on, you guys are crazy. Hey, there's nothing going on between Screech and Kelly. Just a simple tutor-tutee relationship.
You should see what he's doing with your 2D.
Fish scales and metal beams, sheltered Adidas rope chains and Lee jeans, champagne wishes and caviar dreams, Nissan Maximas with the gangster lean. A nigga had to have the whip with a kit, 360 waves and a prep legit. Divine rule, but the order of the day, original hustlers, no games to play. Through mathematics we made our way, saw the Guantel court on every fourth Sunday. Even in the justice we found each other building, soon as we came around each other. You know the swagger, the high post stature, and just like said, it was complete and capture. See him in the lobby with the black leather bomber or the three-quarter quarter fill over the llama. From the plains up higher. Ayo, we spit flames like chariots of fire, killing your innermost evil desires. Our tunes will make you inspired. Remember Calvin Klein's Dapper Dan designs, 1/2, 1/5, true hearts and minds. The Audubon, rooftop in the castle, skate key, the arc, El Cune, what have you. The Bronx was the fever in Queens, the encore, sheepskin coats and name belts for sure. G.O.D.'s had the blocks on lock. If one of us got knocked, he was never gonna talk. Hip-hop used to blast from the deeps, bush with Flatbush and Bed-Stuy ran deep. See him in the lobby with the Fila suit and the matching Kango. Getting out to
in sight, cause I'm moving forward with the information. Young Falco coming through and I figure out the information, formulation, and everything control. Young Falco and still I hold top title, top spot. Young Falco smoking crops, can't stop.
And I walk through the bay in the rain and the sunshine. And I even drink some wine. So let it intertwine in my mind. And I flow over airways anytime, any day with the freestyle thought and the nibbles and the knots. Young Fako coming through. And you know, I hold my crotch proudly. And I'm going Young Fako, and I'm surely showing all the skills to be on here. Young Fako coming through, and I tear it apart in my brain and in life. Young Fako be sharper than a knife. Here I am, devices, CDs, vinyls, tapes. Here I go, Young Fako, give me the blunt, better be full of grape, on tape, mixtape, here I go, over rhymes, Young Fako coming through, and this is where I rhyme again, cause I'm flowing all day. Standing on my feet and I pray. Give me a call if you really want. 1415-766-4428. I'll make you feel great. Young Fako, you can record it on tape. It's okay, it's Valentine's Day. Young Fako coming through, and this is what I say. I got a Valentine's today, and it feels good. Young Fako gonna walk through the neighborhood. On my hands, everything, paper zippos. Young Fako hungry like a hippo.